CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen Graham, a business owner and entrepreneur, and I am with my beautiful co-host and my personal CPA, Marit Bermud.
Hi, guys.
Today, we are going to talk about diversification. We're going to talk about diversification on social media platforms and income, streams of income. So I'm excited for this one. This should be a fun topic.
Yeah, me too. I think that everybody can use the excuse that they, you know, are too busy to do social media at all, or to do more than one social media platform, or to think of ways to, you know, diversify their income streams. But you should never be too busy to make more money.
Yeah.
I think Kristen is like, hello, a key example of someone who's great at diversifying. Tell us some of, let's start with social media.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the social media platforms that you are on, Kristen.
Yeah. So honestly, when I started, obviously it started with Facebook. I mean, even back in college, we had Facebook. That was when I guess Facebook really started. And then I remember being kind of iffy going into Instagram because it was just new and it was like, what's the point? But I had just started my training and nutrition business, and a friend of mine was like, you need to get on Instagram. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll try that. And Twitter, I did at the same time. And people were telling me to get onto YouTube like years later. Like, you can make money on YouTube. You should be on YouTube. And you couldn't make money at that time on Instagram or Facebook. It was not an option back then. So even though I really didn't want to get onto YouTube, I started posting videos on YouTube, and eventually it became a source of income. So it was worth doing it. And I was very shy, believe it or not, very shy. I hated being on camera. I hated, like, rephrase that. I didn't not like being on camera. I didn't like the talking aspect of it. Like, I felt like I was nervous. I didn't know what to say. You know, are people even going to care what I have to say? So we used to post just like video montage, like longer clips than what would be on Instagram of me working out. And that is what my YouTube was in the beginning. It was just video montages of Kristen doing CrossFit. So it's crazy. And then from there, you know, LinkedIn became a big thing, and now TikTok. So, and then there's Thread. So that's the, I guess it's like the Twitter, but through Instagram. So there's all these different platforms. And if you're not on all of them, you're missing, because some people are only on Instagram. And then you have people that are only on TikTok. And then, like, baby boomers, a lot of them are just on Facebook. So if you're not on all the different platforms, you're missing, and you're advertising for your business especially, you're missing like a whole like genre of humans by not being on all these platforms. So
yeah, I mean, when I will never forget, I think it was one of our very first meetings, you gave me a little dig because you asked me about my TikTok, and I was like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really TikTok. And you were like, well, okay, I mean, TikTok, you need to do TikTok too. And because of you, I started giving it more love. But I still need to give my TikTok more love. But you're totally right. And, you know, one of the masters, I think personally, who just talks about this concept all the time is Gary Vee.
Yes.
Gary Vee is always talking about diversifying your social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And I saw something he said the other day of like, the only thing that you need in this life, you know, to grow your business is attention. And back in the day when, you know, there were the big corporations like Walmart, they were the only ones that had the money to run commercials.
To get attention.
They got all the attention to get their product sold. But now you can be a random girl off the street, and if you have enough attention on social media, you can outsell all of them. You can take away all their sales, you know. So it's a totally different world now. And social media, as much as, you know, you can say a lot of people are like, it's the devil and it has its pros and its cons. But when it comes to business, it's like the Wild West out here. I mean, the opportunities are still, I think, probably still untapped at this point. Mm-hmm. It's completely free advertising, but you have to have the courage to get out there. And I like that you shared that at the beginning you were, you know, a little bit like, oh, I don't want to hear myself
petrified.
Talk. Or, yeah, it's hard. It's what has been hard for me too, to really start talking and growing that and, you know, putting out the things I think about taxes when there could be a million people that tell me I'm wrong and all of the, you know, if you let the fear start to take away your drive, then you just, I know people in my industry specifically who, you know, because accountants aren't quite as outgoing as myself, they want to do more on social media, but they're just, they get way too caught up in, you know, all of the fear-based thoughts around, you know, being put down or called out or whatever, and they just can't. They just don't do it. Yeah. So,
I mean, I would say that like YouTube was the hardest one because once I got into like, okay, well, you should do a vlog. And I was like, man, that means I'm like carrying a camera around, holding it up and talking to the camera while I'm in public. And that means people that are around me are going to see myself filming myself and talking to a camera as though I'm somebody. And people stare at you and they think you're crazy and you can tell by their faces, and then they're dodging, trying to be out of the, you know, the realm of your camera. And then you have some people that are trying to get into the, the camera. And like, it's just, it's so funny watching, going back and thinking about how scared I was. Now I go into like a convention center for like a fitness expo and I got my camera on the tripod. I'm talking, I'm putting my arm around people. I'm going up to people. I'm just like, in it. Like that is like my world. Like I am at home behind the camera now. So it's just so different. Like this is easy because there's a camera sitting in front of me. Nobody can see me. And it's just, it's normal. It feels like this is normal because we're podcasting and this is how you podcast. But to hold a camera up in front of you and know that there are people staring at you was the hardest hurdle for me to jump over on all the platforms. That was the hardest thing.
I could see that. When I first started doing my social media back in July, my Instagram, I was like, okay, it's one of my very first videos. I had to film it at the pool because it was summer and I couldn't just film, the kids are home. And so I filmed it at the pool while they were doing swim lessons. And I set up my little tripod and I like went to a table as much as I could in the corner, but it was the same thing. I was like, all these moms that are here with their kids at swim lessons are going to be like, what is that lady doing with her camera on a tripod? And I just made myself do it. I was like, you know, if I was in school, because I've been in school for so long getting this CPA exam, they make you do projects. And like, what if this was a project for school? And they're like, go somewhere and film something. And I just thought it's the same as a school project. I'm forcing myself to commit. I'm going to do this social media thing. It's my school project was how I put it in my mind. And then I just did it. But now it's like you said, it gets easier. Yeah. And it's funny because we were out at the beach last week and Rex saw a girl doing the same thing. And he's like, oh, look, honey, there's a content creator. And I was like, leave her alone. So I think it spreads as now like content creation is so much more like, no, like more people do it. Yeah. It's less weird when you see someone out doing it. I think people are getting used to seeing people taking pictures of their food and you know, so I'm like, leave her alone. She's creating her content. Yeah, she's pointing her out or working. Whatever.
She's literally working.
Yeah, she's working.
And time is money. So like while your kids are doing swim lessons, you could be creating content that is ultimately going to bring you income later. So it's to me like I do the same thing. I bring my work with me to my daughter's like volleyball or gymnastics. And it's like, I have to get work done. I'm getting it done wherever I can, whenever I can. So if you think it's weird, sorry, like not my problem. I
actually think that's a good segue because that's the next reason why people say they don't do social media is because they don't have time. And I agree. It is so hard, especially if you do have one of those more traditional jobs like me being an accountant, being at a desk all day. You really do have to get in where you can fit in. And that's been the problem I've seen with other accountants in my industry when we talk about it, because they'll be like, "Your social media, you're doing it." And then I'll ask them and they'll be like, "Well, I wrote this script. It's not very good. And I practiced it, but then I was like, it's not." And it's like, I can't do that. Right. I don't have time to like be hypercritical about what I post because I'm just committed to just doing it. And sometimes even if it's not perfect, and I'm grateful that I've done it because I've met some wonderful, wonderful people. I've expanded my circle so much. When you met me, one of the first things you did was go to my social media. So it's kind of like a business card at this point. Yeah. And yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. So I guess that's kind of got people are like, it's a business card. Oh no, now it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's like, you got to have something. You got to have something. Otherwise people will be like, they don't even have a social media. I don't know about this person.
And that's like,
that's kind of how it's becoming.
We've actually, me and Chris have talked about this. Like, I pick people if I need to hire somebody for, like, I don't know, car detailing or power washing or to install something on my car. That's a really good one. Working with a company that has a social media that's, say, reputable on YouTube is showing, like, hey, I did this install with an exhaust and, you know, we were able to watch it start to finish and they speak well about it and they seem knowledgeable. That goes back to like being able to know, love, and trust the person you're working with, which we've talked about on another podcast before. When you build that rapport with people, even though it's not in person and that it's on social media, people are watching these videos. They're, even if you misspeak, like, and you like giggle for a second, and it's like they see that, and it's, you just became a real person. So they're almost like bonding with you. So when we hire somebody to do something like work on a car, we'll see a company that we've been watching for a while. We decided we were going to, you know, order this part. And it's like, well, they speak well about this, you know, this install. I'm going to hire them. And then I'm going to also film it for social media. And then guess what? The trip to get it installed just became a write-off. And that all, it just, it's like a cascading effect, which is wonderful. So if you're on social media and you're visible and people think they know you because they think they're building a relationship with you and you're visible and you appear knowledgeable, they're going to want to work with you.
Yeah, but it's about just that visibility. Yeah. I think a lot Getting of people, out there. They're scared of the visibility and they say they don't have the time. Mm-hmm. But if it's really important to you, you make the time, like how we're filming wherever we can, or it's tax season, but I'm still doing the podcast. I mean, Kristen has asked me, are we filming? And everything in my body's like, no, it's tax season. I can't. And I'm like, yes, because I want to do it. It's important to me. I also enjoy it. This is kind of like my jam. Yeah. So it's like much more fun for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yes, let yourself have some fun, girl. But you know, there is that you have to get over the hump of just forcing yourself to get out there doing it. And then, like Kristen said, with the cascading effect, that moves us into diversifying your income streams. Mm-hmm. Because now, like she said, once she starts to make money here, she can write off this for this certain thing. Mm-hmm. And so it is helping you. And your social media too, I think, can generate creativity of how you can make more money. Because once you really put yourself, you start to put yourself out there, you just take the leap and you do it, then you kind of start thinking, okay, well, I'm doing this, so how could I make some money? And then you start seeing, how do other people do it? Oh, well, maybe in my industry, they do an ebook, or maybe they do affiliate marketing. And I think it opens your eyes to what can you do to generate other streams of income within your business? Mm-hmm. Because now you have this whole other world, this whole other, lots of other platforms where you can, you know, offer other things besides your traditional service package, and that, which I think is really cool.
And that goes into, like, if you're putting, like for us, we're putting the content out there, say this episode, just in general, we're putting the content out there. It's going on YouTube. And then it's also going, the audio is going on Spotify. So that's two platforms right there. Then, and once we're monetized, both those platforms can be monetized. So once we're monetized, those will become streams of income. Then Marit and I can both take clips of these podcasts that are already filmed. The content is already there and we can use them again and put them, say, on Instagram. And now we have Instagram Reels. That exact same clip can go on TikTok And then it can go on YouTube for shorts. It can go everywhere. And then there's now there's, you know, there's reels on Facebook. So those clips can be multi-purposed across all platforms. And guess what? Now all those platforms offer you the ability to make money. So if you're putting out the content everywhere, you're going to start driving income into your business. So, and you just, yeah. if you don't have, if you think you don't have the time, you can film, even if you're not podcasting like us, you can film one video for your Instagram that you're going to put as a reel and use it again in TikTok and YouTube shorts and all over the place and start spreading that same clip out. It does, it's not a one and done thing. You can repurpose all of your content.
Yeah. And I do think, because it is very time consuming, there will always be like a balance of something heavier on one mm-hmm. side. So I get it. If you're like, I can't do every platform, that's just crazy. Like, I know a lot of people who have one main platform that they focus on now. And then as they grow their business, or they can hire a social media manager, mm-hmm. or they can, you know, get help to extend, they do. But the whole point is starting somewhere and then not putting all your eggs in one basket. Because hello, we could talk about TikTok. I mean, anybody who's only got all of their presence on TikTok, and now we're looking at a potential TikTok ban. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, oh, well, I don't have a presence on anything else. And so that's like the perfect example. Yes. of even though you don't want to diversify, it's in your best interest to do so because of a situation like that.
Yeah, you don't know. And then also you can get, you could post something and you could lose your account, right? Like a lot of people lose their accounts, and it could be, you know, something political that offended somebody, and then all of a sudden your account's gone. It could be something, you know, graphic, too graphic, and then you lose your account, or something religious and somebody else is pissed. So you could post something and have this huge following on one platform, and then it is just gone. So now what? Yeah. Maybe a backup account. Like, I have a backup account on Instagram. Like, I lost my TikTok and I had hundreds of thousands of followers. Hundreds of thousands. And I posted one video of me moving an American flag and it became a highly political post. There was nothing political about mm-hmm. it, but the comment section was political. It was during 2020 election, and my mm-hmm. TikTok got deleted with no warning.
Wow.
I went in one day and it was gone, and that was it. And that post was like viral. And that was it. And I was like, oh my God, everything like I've done to build this, and it's gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was, and I did, like, I literally did nothing wrong. It wasn't like inappropriate.
It just got a life of its own.
Yeah. And then all the comments, just people started posting, and of course it becomes like it becomes political because the American flag's involved, and you know, and that was it. But if you don't go into every different platform, maybe create backup accounts, you're not going to have something left if your account gets banned or hacked, you know, different things like yeah. that. So that stinks. And then you're out.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, that's no fun at all. Yeah. I didn't even think about that, yeah. but you're right.
Yeah, there. I mean, tons of things can happen, but like TikTok being potentially banned in the country, you really need to start thinking about being on other platforms just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's plenty. And then also realizing that social media is a great tool to market and advertise whatever your business or your mm-hmm. service is. And so that's why we talked about the diversifying your income streams as well, because you can use that when you have it. And then, you know, while you have it, mm-hmm. just totally utilize it and try to think of other things that you can offer or things that you've already done that you can repurpose, that you can, you know, you write a, like I'll do some reels sometimes mm-hmm. and the reels I want to put very valuable tax information in the caption. Sometimes I spend longer on the caption than I do on the reels. Yeah. And so I haven't, but I should take those captions. I could spend another 20 minutes and turn them into a blog post or,
for sure.
you know, an article. I could easily make an ebook with what I have. Mm-hmm. It's like, I need to practice what I preach. Like always, same with my accounting.
Yeah.
That was in another video. I'm like, I'm horrible. But you know, it's like, there's, you just got to really, like, you want to try, if you're going to spend the time to put yourself out there, which you should, because it's free marketing and it's the best, mm-hmm. start thinking creatively, look at what other people in your industry are doing to make money, mm-hmm. and follow suit, because there are some good ideas out there that you might not even think that you could do in your business to grow it, but you can, mm-hmm. if you just open your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then going into, like, more on that streams of income, they say, and I think it was the IRS that put something out. If you have, the goal is like 7 streams of income. That was like something that I had read. If you have 7 streams of income, you're like kind of on your way to becoming a millionaire. I mean, rental, real estate, different investments, capital gains, obviously business income, like all those things count as income. You want to have income coming from all over the place. This way, if something dies and it's a dud, you still have income coming in everywhere else. So starting to think about diversifying, like, where you are putting your time and how income is coming into you is really important too.
Yeah. Instead of getting lost in the weeds on your primary activity and just banging your head against the wall. And it's like sometimes you're trying to force a peg into a square peg into a round hole, and you're just like, it's like kind of maybe give yourself, it's also kind of like a relief if you can be like, okay, let me not focus on this one thing that is my main thing, and try to find maybe something that you enjoy, because I've noticed that a lot of the times the things that people enjoy, as long as, I mean, there's a separation between I want this to be my hobby, you know, like I love yoga. I don't want to go become a yoga teacher and start teaching yoga. That's my hobby. But I have other things that I love. Like, I love public speaking. Mm-hmm. I love teaching and presenting. And so that's why I have moved out of just doing taxes and being a tax advisor to doing the podcast, to, you know, speaking at events and teaching at conferences. And, you know, it's something I enjoy, is that public speaking and that interaction. And then it also just consequently also pays and becomes another stream of income. Yes. So it's kind of like, you don't always have to just focus on the one thing, even if it doesn't bring you joy, but it's the one thing that brings you money. Put a little time aside and just kind of start peeking your head into something else you could do. Even if it doesn't bring you a lot of money at first, it might have the potential, if you enjoy it and you kind of give it some focus and attention, it could really start to speed up and become a really good thing in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's all that I've got to say about that. I know it's hard. I know some of these things are easier said than done, especially with the social media. And I will make a promise to our followers that I'll keep trying to diversify my platforms too. I have to say, I'm scared of TikTok. Like, I am doing TikTok, but I feel like the people on TikTok just aren't as nice.
No, and well, they're younger. They're the generation, what is it, Z and like Alpha and stuff. So they're young and they don't care, you know, they're just keyboard, whatever, you know. But
yeah, I actually did a video on how to file your teen's taxes, because I'll have people every year that are like, my teenager got a job. How the heck do we file their taxes? So I did a 2-part video, and those 2 videos are like some of my most highest viewed liked videos on TikTok. So if anyone has any other ideas for me to talk about on TikTok, I'll do it for you. And then you just have to promise me you'll keep working on diversifying your own stuff if I do it too.
Well, yeah.
I'll be a good example.
And if they could share your content, that would be great, because then that's more views. So yeah, that's helpful too.
You could always do that. Follow us on our socials.
Yeah. So drop a comment if there's something you want to see Marit post about specifically, that she could maybe answer a question real quick on Instagram for you. She'll definitely do that for you. So
I will.
But I think this kind of covers everything. So diversifying your income, diversifying your social media platforms, and then they kind of intermingle. So make sure you're doing both of these things. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.